AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The president is taking responsibility for drone strikes in Pakistan that inadvertently killed two Al-Qaeda hostages, as well as a pair of Americans who were playing leading roles in the terror network.
The president says U.S. intelligence didn't know the captive aid workers, one American, one Italian, were there when a compound near the Afghan border was hit in January.
In the fog of war generally, and our fight against terrorists specifically, mistakes, sometimes deadly mistakes, can occur.
But then it also didn't realize Al-Qaeda leader Ahmed Farouk was there. He died too, as did another American, Adam Gadon, in another strike. Officials here defend drone strikes as needed and carefully planned, but Obama says lessons will be learned from this tragic error. Mark Smith at the White House.
The family of American aid worker Warren Weinstein lives in Rockville, Maryland, just outside Washington. A neighbor says Weinstein's wife maintained a positive, hopeful attitude during her husband's 4 years of captivity.
She kept him very much alive to us, and we're just heartbroken.
After scuffling with police late today, people protesting the mysterious death of a black man in Baltimore are staring at police across a barricade tonight and chanting slogans. A troubling detail emerged as hundreds of protesters converged on City Hall again tonight. A police union lawyer says Freddie Gray was handcuffed and put in leg irons, but left without a seatbelt during his trip to a police station in a van. An autopsy has shown that Gray died of a significant spinal injury, but how he suffered that injury has not been revealed yet, and that's driving daily protests in Baltimore. This is AP Radio News. Former CIA Chief David Petraeus has been sentenced for giving his former lover some classified material.
A judge in North Carolina has sentenced the retired four-star general to 2 years probation and fined him $100,000. Petraeus had agreed to plead guilty to a misdemeanor count of taking and keeping classified material from his time as the top coalition commander in Afghanistan. He gave the material to his biographer, with whom he had an affair.
Today marks the end of a 2.5-year ordeal that resulted from mistakes that I made.
Petraeus could have been given up to a year in prison. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Loretta Lynch has won Senate confirmation to serve as the nation's next attorney general, ending more than 5 months of delay. Lynch will replace Eric Holder and become the first black woman in the nation's top law enforcement post. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.